On the clock, inside Everbank Field, the Jaguars have made a selection at number 67 overall. It's offensive guard A.J. Kahn from South Carolina. J.P. Shadrick with John Osier. A little more depth on the interior of the offensive line now.
Well, there's a line in one of my favorite movies, Christmas Vacation. If I woke up with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised. I'm surprised with this. Okay. I mean, it surprises me that they went offensive line. They just signed Wisniewski. They just signed Jeremy Parnell. Yep. It felt like a time where they might go wide receiver. There were some wide receivers that made some sense. But clearly, they want to be deep. They want to have competition on the front of the offensive line. And this is that. I mean, again, this is surprising to me.
Competition on the offensive line for a line that gave up a record number of sacks last year, too.
Right.
That's to protect Blake Bortles, you have to have competition up front. Right?
Well, and
I guess that's the mindset.
And to run, I mean, you know, they feel like they needed to get better.
Yeah.
There's been readers who have been telling me for two or three years they've got to get more. They've got to get more up front. Those people should be happy. And again, this guy's a good player. He can play the interior. He can play center. So it gives them an option with Luke Boyenko and Stefan Wisniewski. But again, it's a little bit of a surprise to me because I figured they'd go a skill position here. But that's not the direction.
Let's go down the hall. Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley speaking with the media right now.
Alrighty.
Are there any SEC players left?
AJ can do anything. He would like.
Oh, stole my headline.
No, we're excited about this. You know, from the beginning of last year, obviously, 70-some-odd sacks was not what we anticipated last year, and we said we were going to, you know, try to upgrade this this offensive line. We did that with Jeremy Parnell and Wisniewski, and now with a third-round pick and A.J. Kahn. And this is a guy that's a four-year starter, 51 career starts at left guard in the SEC, and he's strong, he's heavy-handed. He's a good athlete. He could play left guard. He could play right guard. He could probably play center. So we're going to see where it's at. We'll have great competition in there this year, and we'll take it from there.
Is this obviously, by all accounts, you're pleased with Linder. Is this a sign that you are pleased with Beatles?
No, I think it's a sign that, you know, we need to always keep in mind that we got to protect the quarterback to be able to run the ball, and this game is won in the trenches, offensively and defensively. And, you know, if there's a player of value there, we're always going to make a priority of building this offensive line. And we have a first-round pick in Luke Joeckel, a third-round pick in Brandon Linder, and now a third-round pick in A.J. And, you know, that's you can never have enough offensive linemen.
What do you think his skill set projects best?
Probably left guard or right guard. And I think in time it could be a center. He hasn't done it. I know he's practiced at it, but other than that, he hasn't had any game time at it.
What did the old ball coach tell you about this guy?
You know, they love the kid. I believe he's a team captain. He's a great kid. He's a team leader. He's as polished as you're going to probably find, upbeat personality. And he's going to be a great cultural fit in this organization.
Is his body type different than some of the other guys that you have here? Were you guys looking for a different type of?
No, not really. I mean, we like the body types. You know, you talk about Brandon Linder, 6'5", close to 320. Luke Boyenko, 6'5", and, you know, 310, 312, somewhere along those lines. Luke Joeckel's in the 6'5 range, and he's nearing 320 these days. So the body types that we have is pretty good. Now, they're all starting to fill out in their first or second or third year. So this guy's he's stout, he's strong, he's maybe a little shorter than those other guys, but he's got a good base and he's got good power.
That wasn't the case when you first got here. You really changed the look of the offensive line.
Yeah, and that, you know, that was a thing, and it's a piece by piece by piece, and that's what we're slowly doing at every position. And we've done it a little bit with the defensive line and now offensive line, and it takes some time, and, you know, running back position, and so receiver position. We're doing it piece by piece and just trying to get better incrementally.
This line built more like a gap scheme line at this point now?
I think we have a pretty versatile line. I think, you know, with the athleticism and the power of, like, a guy like AJ, a guy like Brandon Linder, you know, those guys can play in any scheme. You know, Jeremy Parnell can play in any scheme. So it's going to give us some flexibility where we can run some gap principles and some zone principles.
Was the offensive line the one area that you guys really hadn't been able to create that competition you talk about in your first 2 years?
We feel like last year there was some pretty good competition, and, you know, some of the young guys went out and pretty early with, like, Luke Bowenko. Remember, we had Brewster and some of those other guys there, Brandon Linder. But now it's real, and, you know, we have 10, 11 guys there that are going to compete, and it's going to be a good deal.
Did he visit here?
We visited with him at the combine.
He didn't play in the Senior Bowl or combine because of injuries. Did you see it as pro day or private workout?
No, it was fine at the combine and that, so.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Oh, Gus? Thoughts about getting back in the third round? I mean,
we'll see.
Obviously, receiver is a little spot here.
Oh, not necessarily.
Okay.
But, you know, if there's a guy there. But we have, you know, you go and play so many receivers, right? We've got three young guys we like and, you know, some guys that, you know, that are vying for those fourth and fifth spots. So.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
All right. All right, Gus.
Thanks, sir. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks.
See ya.
See you. Good.
See you in an hour.
Bob?
We'll be back. We'll be here.
Okay, big AJ.
What do you like just about him as a player?
You know, his strength and versatility. Like Dave said, you know, he could play either guard spot, and you know, we had our projection he could also play center. So that part, but he's very powerful, very strong, smart, intelligent player.
What do you look for when you meet with an offensive lineman, and what was he able to do to kind of connect with you?
Well, I think that, you know, when you meet with him, just to see his personality, his demeanor, toughness, you know, to play the spot. But I think for us, the versatility came back when we saw him on tape. I think that's what we came back to.
51 starts, did he play through some injuries?
As far as toughness? I'm not sure about that. You know, the number of injuries and things like that, the scouts, that'd be a better question for them.
So with the last two picks, you've added guys to positions that really a little bit underwhelming the last couple of years to create that competition.
Yeah.
You feel much better about the competition at both spots.
That's what
now.
We were just talking about in there, especially with Shad. You know, that we're starting to get position groups that there's even more competition, you know, more numbers, you know, to bring that competition level up.
Did you feel at times, whether it's at back or offensive line, that you guys were kind of hamstrung, you kind of had to go, you know, with what you had, that you didn't really
well,
have a lot
I
of
think,
choices.
You know, it was our choice to do what we did, you know, with the youth that we started with. So, you know, that was by choice, but now this is another choice we're making, you know, to bring in added depth, added competition. And, you know, with the guys with size, you know, I know that you said, are we changing a little bit more gap scheme? Does that mean, I'd say that size has become, more of an issue with us. I mean, we're looking for guys that have a little bit more size. I mean, it's well known. Linder gained weight. Luke Jokel's put on some weight. You know, Zane Beatles has really toned up and put on some good weight. You know, so across the board, you know, I think we're getting bigger. But still, we want that athleticism to be versatile.
Does Beatles need a wake-up call? Is this it? Or?
Well, no, I think, you know, all of our guys, I don't know if it's a so-called wake-up call, but I think for Zane, I think he went through the season, and he probably, you know, didn't play as well as he had hoped. But I thought when he came back in, when we saw him and just visiting with him, I think he knows what he needs to do.
What's he need to do?
Well, just play more consistent. You know, I think he took on the leadership role with the offensive line, and you know, maybe that along with, you know, what he had to do, you know, was straining him a little bit. But I think he's back now to making sure he does what he needs to do, and then help the other guys around him, but in a little bit different manner.
If you guys, you may take a receiver tomorrow or later tonight, but let's say you don't. Do you feel good about the group? You haven't
played. Yeah, we feel good about it. But if there's a guy that's on our board that's high, that's available, you know, just like right here, you know, we were looking at other options, and this guy came up, and he was the highest on our board, and, you know, we took him. So we'll see how it shakes out tonight or tomorrow.
Tonight.
He's more of a left guard than a right guard. That's what kind of Dave
is. Yeah. You know, I think he can play both. But he's athletic. You know, usually your left guard is a little bit more athletic because teams will pull the left guard, you know, to the right side of the offensive line. And he has the athleticism to do it.
It's just kind of awkward to sign Beatles to a big contract just last year. and now you're drafting a guy his position.
No, I don't think so. I think it's, you know what, when you're building a team, you really need to build it on both sides of the ball, offensive line and defensive line. And this is just a way to build up that side of the line.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
And our apologies to the young man from the University of South Carolina. It's A.J. Kahn, not A.J. Kahn. Either way, he will bolster the offensive line and add to the competition. And you heard Dave say it, 71 sacks is way too many, and you need to establish some kind of run game, too.
Well, look, last year they found Brandon Linder in the third round from Miami. And whether people could identify it or not, he looks like a special talent. I mean, he looks like a guy who is going to play at a very high level, a Pro Bowl level for years to come. Well, now it appears you've gone and found your left guard of the future. You know, and that really wasn't, it's not fair to say it was a weak spot, but it wasn't as strong as the Jaguars hoped it would be last year when they gave Zane Beatles all that money. Now, you know, Zane talked about, you know, getting the system, getting a year underneath it. Well, they're counting on the competition with this young man and Zane to push it forward. You know what else we talked about? We talked about whoever the running back was that the Jaguars selected. It really was about the front. It was about creating more holes. So choose the running back that you like, but you got to get the offensive line there. This appears to be that move. And the competition, well, you bring in Wisniewski, you bring in Parnell. Now you've got this young man. You've got Austin Pazder, who's still there. You've got Luke Bowanko, who's around. You've got a lot of guys, and the competition is going to be fierce.
You got the running back last round. You got the offensive lineman the next round.
Absolutely. And that's what they needed to do, was to make themselves better across the front and give themselves the power to create a running game.
So A.J. Kahn is the selection for the University of South Carolina. Four-year starter with the Gamecocks, 51 starts at left guard there. He missed only one start back in 2012. First-team All-Conference, second-team All-American a year ago for Steve Spurrier.
Well, if you watch the video that they've been showing on NFL Network, I mean, you're looking at power. I mean, you're looking at a guy who can lock up the nose guard, lock up the defensive tackle, and then those guys don't seem to get off of him very well.
Right.
And you've got some big bodies coming in on the defensive front against you. You know, the Jaguars in week two get Ndamukong Suh. So it's nice to have some power up front to be able to counter with that.
Of course, as you heard Dave say, a team captain as well, and off the field, a three-time academic honor roll honoree in the SEC, and really solid off the field, apparently.
Absolutely. But you're talking about a guy at the highest level, right? And I'm telling you, an SEC guy who was a four-year starter and can play multiple positions. It doesn't get better than that. And if you've got a long-term guy at left guard with your long-term at right guard, or, you know, guys Mayock was talking about center, wherever he goes in the offensive line, he looks like a guy that you plug and play.
New offensive line coach this year. A lot of new faces in the offensive line room. This is about as close to a clean slate as you can find.
Well, right? Yeah, and then the new body that we've seen on Luke Jokel coming back, you know, 15 pounds heavier as well. Right. It's absolutely a makeover for an offensive line that really needed that coming out of last season. 71 sacks and not nearly the running production consistently that they needed last year.
Well done, Brian. We'll look forward to coverage. If anything happens tonight, of course, we'll jump back on. But again, tomorrow, too.
You bet. Looking forward to it.
Brian Sexton, everyone involved, stay tuned. We'll have plenty of coverage with the Jaguars' third-round pick coming up. This is J.P. Shadrick, and it's On the Clock on Jaguars.com.